and minstrels who wander our city streets mumbling about Hare Krishna, then the man to answer your questions is the man who started the Christian movement. His divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhu Upada. If you have trouble following that, the best is yet to come. His message might seem complicated to the unconverted, but when it's all boiled down, it's quite simple. All you have to do is concentrate, like Gail Jarvis did during this and this interview.
The divine grace, what prompted you to start the Krishna movement?
Well, it's many things. What does prompt him to do this? There are hard processes to carry out the order of the higher authorities. So my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, asked me to do this.
But you live a rather normal life because if you were married, you were a businessman.
Yes.
That made you change suddenly.
By the association, this life, we are holding meeting, and so many boys and girls they come. If somebody is capturing the idea, he makes further progress.
Do you think the type of life that your devotees must lead?
Yes.
Isn't that the happy one? Getting up very early in the morning?
Yes, if you are starting from some ailments, so you have to follow some rules and regulations so that you may be cured.
You're a very good girl, how old you are now?
Yes.
How old?
I'm 8 years old.
You make a lot of money on the sales of your books, etc., and begging in the streets each day.
Yes, but there are many beggars, they do not make money. We make money. You're not beggars, so you need books, lawyers.
I wonder if I could ask you just finally again, if you have a message
yes,
to the Australian people.
Yes, message that people have an impression that one is this body, but that is not the fact. The soul or the man is within the body. It's like you are not your discharge and hope.
That was Gail Jarvis, the leader of the Hare Krishna movement, a man with a message, and we hope you've taken note. Well, we'll be back in a few moments, and this time with a surprise.